K1 by Tallgrass Motors and also by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Got an invitation for you to come sing when we talk with Mark Beckwith coming up in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
8:37 on a Wednesday morning, and as I mentioned, opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time with Mark Beckwith. First of all, Mark and I talked last week, an excellent Choral Society concert. Thank you so much for fronting the Choral Society and giving us an opportunity to hear some great music.
Well, thanks, Charlie. That was a total high point for me. Had a great time. The Choral Society did a really, really fantastic job. And the audience loved the concert.
Exactly. And also kudos to the high school musicians, several directors, including a student director who prepped the high school jazz choir.
I thought the high school jazz choir did a fantastic job as well. I was completely blown away by their jazz set.
I believe I counted 18 musicians across the front of the stage. It was. You could tell the training was there. They sang with confidence, and it was not their first time in front of an audience.
Oh man, I was just so impressed with what the high school could bring to our concert.
And so I hope they. I know that Susan Mueller had invited the high school musicians in previous Christmas concerts, but continuing that tradition this year was very well done.
Absolutely.
You have, I believe I heard you say 9 times previously, you have invited the community in to a sing-along Messiah.
Well, I was thinking about that when you asked. I was thinking this is the 9th one.
Oh, okay.
I think it's at least the 9th one.
Okay.
Yeah, I learned a long time ago when I was singing in Los Angeles that it was really a popular idea to put on what amounts to a performance of the Messiah that just takes place in a big room and the audience sings along.
Mm-hmm.
Not a new idea,
no,
but a great idea, and really gets a lot of people going in December. You bring in soloists and you have an orchestra and you start it up, and boy, everybody comes out of the woodwork.
Well, and I mean, it's a natural tendency in any concert anyway. I don't care if whether we're talking about I guess anything with words. To ourselves, we'll silently or mostly silently, so not to disturb the person next to us, sing along with whatever's going on stage.
That's, we do. And, you know, my peculiar problem is I conduct whatever's going on stage, so I have to sit on my hands.
I have
when
the same problem,
audience.
Yeah. But this time it is, well, maybe not the conducting, but the sing along is encouraged.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And the thing is, people who don't sing, and they come and sit in the audience, they actually have the best seat in the house. Because, you know, you're surrounded by all of that sound from all of those people singing, with, of course, all the forces of the orchestra up in front.
Mm-hmm. And the choruses from the Messiah primarily are familiar. I mean, they've all been recorded hundreds of times. We've played them on the radio, and they all become familiar. Some of them probably more familiar than others, but still, I think it's just the whole idea of we get to sing great music, and this time I'm not going to get in trouble for it.
Yeah, that's true. That's really funny. A lot of people tell me, oh, I can't sing, you know, because as a choir director, I'm always out trying to beat the bushes to get people to consider joining a choir.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, my wife told me I can't sing. Oh, my school teacher told me I couldn't sing. And it's amazing how many people actually can sing who don't think they can sing. Sing Along Messiah is a great opportunity to find out the answer.
Yeah, it is. And I think there are many of us that would say, okay, I'm not a soloist singer. And I can almost understand many people, whether it's humility or maybe just haven't taken the time to a little bit of training or something. But I think all of us have the capacity to sing and enjoy it. And that's what I think you're aiming for.
Oh, yeah. In fact, you know, my wife Kathy teaches voice, and we have on more than one occasion taken a singer who actually felt like they were tone deaf and taught them to sing. So I agree with you. Anybody can sing. As far as the solos go, you know, at the sing-along Messiah, in this case, we have soloists who sing that stuff. So those aren't ones that the audience participates in. They get to take a break, sit back, and listen to these famous big old solos from the first part of the Messiah. The choruses, I think we get to like five of them. The concert's only 1 hour long, and we only do, a lot of people may not know, the Messiah is a huge, huge work that's divided into three parts. Mm-hmm. Part one is usually called the Christmas part. And that's what we're doing. We're going to do all the Christmas stuff up to the end of the Christmas part. Then at the very end, we're going to sing the Hallelujah chorus, because I think it says in the law somewhere that you can't do the Messiah without singing the Hallelujah chorus.
I'm sure many people, lawyers particularly, would say there is no such thing as the unwritten law. But I think musically, it's set down somewhere in canon that you have to do the Hallelujah chorus. I agree.
Well, in terms of unwritten law, think of the Hallelujah chorus. Every time that music starts, the entire audience stands up.
What a great tradition.
It is.
And there are several stories, whether or not they're true, I don't know, that the king was late coming in, and that the audience stood for the king, therefore the time that the Hallelujah chorus was being played, or any number of other reasons. But the point is, it's a tradition, and we invite people to stand and sing.
Of course we do. You know, if you don't have a three-hour attention span... And I know a lot of people complain about big classical music works because they're just so long.
Yeah.
This one is almost over before it starts, because we get going, and an hour later, it's time for, you know, cider and cookies.
I think that's an excellent idea, too. That should be traditional if it's not.
I agree entirely.
The Messiah was written for a choir and orchestra, and I believe you told me at least some of the players in your orchestra, many of them are names we would recognize.
Oh, sure. It's a small orchestra because we're on a modest budget, but it's also a small performance space. At First Presbyterian Church, we can seat, I think if we put 400 people in there, it would be super crowded.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we'll draw a couple of hundred people, and with a group that small, you can have an orchestra that's fairly small, and when the orchestra's small, the sound is less muddy, more clear, more crisp, more intimate.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really more like, you know, let's get together with some friends and just have a nice Sunday afternoon.
Well, orchestras in Haydn's day were not the large symphonic sound of Rachmaninoff or something that way. Anyway, they were, in general, you know, two, three, four violins per part, and maybe two or three cellos, and that's, so the rest of it kind of fills out.
Well, yeah, I think that would be a big orchestra.
Yeah.
we will have a smaller orchestra than that. There are a couple of trumpet players who will join us for the couple of movements we're doing that use trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
And we have harpsichord, organ, the whole continuo complement. It's and four soloists. Very, like I say, intimate, friendly. It's almost like sometimes when I do it, I turn around so that it's like I'm facing the audience when I conduct, so that it's like we're all sitting around the table after dinner having a nice time. The intimacy of the musical moment that we have in these sing-along Messiahs is really hard to describe, but it's second to none.
Well, you've got great acoustics at First Pres, and it's just the hall lends itself, I think, well to music of that era, the 1700s, early 1800s. The acoustical sound in that room, I think, just works very well.
Yeah, we've done many things in that room over the years. It's a very rich, warm sound. It's not stark and shiny like stone.
Mm-hmm.
It's warmer.
Yeah.
It's primarily a wood building with mm-hmm. a little brick and a hard floor.
If you were to survey the number of people listening to us right now and say, have you ever sung the Messiah? I would have to believe that there would be in the hundreds, if not thousands, of people listening to us that are listening to us right now who also can say, well, yeah, I did it in college, or I did it in high school, or I at least sang, you know, all through much of it at some point in time. So I think we got a lot of people who have at least sung through the Messiah once.
We generally find that to be true. A lot of people have sung it, and a lot of times they really miss it at some gut level. Mm-hmm. What's amazing is how many people have a score of it on the shelf at home.
I had it in my hand yesterday. I know right where my copy of the Messiah is.
Exactly. And so, you know, what we say is feel free to bring your score. In reality, it doesn't matter what edition of the score of the Messiah anybody has, because the stuff we're doing is stuff that is in every single score. Mm-hmm. And on the good news side, if you don't have a score, a long time ago, when I could see that this was going to turn into something, I found a public domain version of the score, and I took it apart and I printed just the stuff that we do just on Sunday afternoon. Mm-hmm. And bound it up, and I made 200 copies. And over the years of passing those out and getting them back at the end of the concert, I think I still have about 160 or 165 of them. So we have tons of scores for people who want to borrow them so they can even follow along if they're not singing.
That's great. And I think that's the fun part of it, just following along with what's going on, reading the words to yourself, and in your head, if not out loud, singing along.
Of course. Yeah, the text for the Messiah is, of course, very special, and it's very pertinent to this time of year. Mm-hmm. With regard to the Christmas portion of the Messiah, of course, the Messiah is a story that goes, you know, from the beginning of the life to the end of the life of Jesus Christ. So there's there's a whole lot of stuff in the book in parts 2 and 3 that we won't get to in December.
Yeah. We'll have to wait for Paul Harvey to tell the rest of the story.
Sometimes I think it would be fun to do a sing-along Messiah of the other parts, like during Holy Week before Easter.
Yeah, we will write that down in pencil sometime.
All right.
We're talking with Mark Beckwith, talking about a sing-along Messiah coming up this weekend. We'll issue the invitation to you when we continue on a Community Connection coming up in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state. And I should know, it's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
We're talking with Mark Beckwith and issuing an invitation for you to come to a sing-along Messiah this weekend. Mark, we've talked a lot about the music. We've talked a little bit about the orchestration, and that you don't have to have your own score to come along and sing, although if you have your own with the pencil mark from the last time you sang it, that's okay too. But it is to be presented this weekend.
It is. Sunday afternoon. December 9th at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at First Presbyterian Church in Bartlesville at 5th and Dewey. We will start the overture of the Messiah, mm-hmm. and go through part one till we get to the end and sing the Hallelujah Chorus. It'll be over in about an hour. We'll do it with orchestra, and soloists will be there to sing the big numbers that everybody remembers as the solos in the first part of the Messiah, like Comfort Ye and Every Valley Shall Be Exalted.
Every valley.
Yeah, that's the one. Yep. That's the one. Of course, me being a bass, I grew up singing The Refiner's Fire.
Yes, which is not compared to the tenor one that we talked about earlier, they're both fairly challenging. So, I had a lot of time on the Refiner's Fire too. It's fun.
No, sure enough. Well, you have that rich resonant voice, Charlie. It lends itself to the baritone sound.
Yes, it does. Thank you very much. There are some runs, some flourishes in the choruses, although they're not particularly difficult unless you haven't sung it for the last 10 years.
Yeah, don't tell anybody, but I take the choruses slow enough that you can sing them. You know, you got a room full of people of completely unknown skill level. You need to just kind of relax. Plus, the acoustic, as soon as you mix in echo and lots of people singing kind of all over the room instead of all standing in one clump of sopranos or one clump of altos or tenors, that kind of thing, everybody has to listen. And so the factor that holds it all together is the speed we take it. Nobody thinks we drag, but we do not go so fast that, you know, you don't realize what happened and you're lost. We take everybody along with us.
Well, the rehearsal speed and the performance speed in this particular case are the same.
Oh, yeah. Ideally, one should always rehearse the same speed one is going to perform, or at least there should be no surprises.
Yeah,
but sometimes, you know, the nerves get away from us.
Yeah, we all immediately want to pick it up and sing it at the speed that we remember singing it 32 years ago or something. But
Well. I've been told that my conducting is very clear. So
I watched you Sunday, and I can see, at least from the audience perspective, you had your back to the audience. But I would say from row M, I think where I was sitting, would have been very easy to follow.
Row M at the community center. I always go to row M when I want to get the most indicative sound of the whole room. I go straight to row M.
It's a great place to watch.
Sure.
And you get the sound. It's still very direct from the stage, but you also get a little bit of the room mix. And there's not a bad seat in the house. The acoustics are always great. But to me, the pretty much dead center is an ideal spot to.
Well, listen to us. We're talking about the Messiah at First Presbyterian Church and digress to talk about what a great hall we have in our great little town.
But you're going to return to the audience, so the singers behind you, well, I guess you won't actually have a choir behind you. You've got the orchestra and then four soloists, so you can literally conduct the audience.
Oh, yeah, and I will. And the soloists, when they sing, they'll just get up and go stand in the pulpit, actually.
Mm-hmm.
How appropriate.
Exactly.
They'll go stand up there, sing the solos, and I'll be in a place where I have contact with them, I have contact with the orchestra, but most importantly, I'm right there in front of the audience as well. All the people sitting out in the pews will all... We'll all be working together. Like I said, the sense of intimacy of this kind of performance is overwhelming, and it's very warm. We love it.
Well, you are invited Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock, First Presbyterian Church. Mark Beckwith will be the conductor, a small orchestra, four soloists, and you.
That's right, and we sure look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you very much, Mark. That's a Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. The Sing-Along Messiah, Sunday afternoon at 3, First Presbyterian Church, Bartlesville. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network. It's 5 before 9.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey.